Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
So Remedy is in the building, and this track of yours, Home Alone, that we heard, or people have heard already. I was saying to you, I was thinking like hip hop artist, come in with this like dope beat, and then you're rapping on it, and then it feels like it's December, but it's actually like almost a quarter into 2018. It's just a lot happening, bro.
Yeah, it's a lot happening, man. Home Alone. It's just being inspired by what happened actually this past few months, last year. Destruction Boys did, everybody what they did. I wanted to rap on that gump beat and everything, to twist everything, like to show that future sounds and everything. I think we're trending there.
It's so cool. It's really, really cool. Now, the song is called Home Alone. So who is that? Who is doing that vocal? Because she sounds like she's distressed and she's home alone and she needs Remedy. Yeah. And it's a whole thing.
Yeah, that's the girl I'm with on the track. Her name is Adonia. It's just that she's not distressed. She just want to have fun.
She's home alone. She called me. Upset.
Yeah, she's upset. Where's the Remedy? I know when there's Remedy, there's a lot of fun.
Is that what Remedy brings?
Yeah, I bring a lot of fun. I'm a fun Remedy. Medicine man.
Yeah, medicine man. I'll bet. All right. So talk to me about growing up. From what I understand, you grew up in Soweto. And just talk to me about sort of what you were like as a kid. And were there any signs when you were a little bit younger that, you know, you were going to become someone that was really passionate about music in specific?
Yeah, there were really signs, like, because when I was young, I was 9 years old at the time. My brothers were the one who were into music. Mm. I was not into music that much. I didn't realize that I got such a talent and everything. So, yeah, they just chose me. Like, they come and record, man. We like your voice. After that, it was a calling, man. Everything happened. I just recorded. They wanted an album. I recorded. Then, yeah, everything happened after that.
So it kind of just had a very sort of natural sort of progression.
Yeah, just a natural progression, yeah.
So tell me about what parts of the musical process you're responsible for. Do you write? Do you produce? Do you make the beats? We know that you rap on the beats.
Yeah.
But what else do you do?
Oh, I write. I rap on the beat. I write songs for other vocalists, vocal musicians and everything. Yeah. I don't produce. I love to one day, but right now I'm focusing on writing on my songs and writing other artists' songs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And this name Remedy, where is that from? Because that's not your real name, Bongani.
Yeah. Yeah, Remedy. I wanted something positive. I said, ask my brother, and right now I want the stage name. I think I'm ready to have a stage name. What can you call me? Now, man, you're the Remedy, because when you do something, everybody get healed. Everybody get healed, meant to say. Everybody get happy. Everybody get positive with my music. Yeah.
So what do you want to achieve in this musical career of yours? What are your goals? What are your aspirations? What do you hope to get out of music? What do you hope it's going to give you?
Yo. Let's focus right now. I want to achieve, like, let this album blow up, get the right platforms to do everything that I want to do, running the company with my man Mongameli, my manager, my boss.
Yeah.
Yeah, running the company. Yeah, just searching for more talent, showing what South Africa is made of and everything. More talent, more music.
My life
is based on music.
Yeah. Hanging out with Remedy on Coming on Cliff Central. More with him, South African hip hop magazine on the hip hop artist, musician. I mean, what is even happening? More with him on the other side of this.
Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
So, Remedy, talk to me about this label that you signed with and kind of what the rest of the year looks like for you.
Yeah, I'm Cuckoo Gang. I'm the first artist to be signed there. Praise the Lord, man. Big things going to happen this year and everything. Yeah, this year is for Remedy, man. This is Remedy 18, yeah. 20 Remedy 18.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, we're going to be doing big things, good things, good music.
Who is it that you really want to collaborate with in 2018 or make a collaboration with happen?
FLO from Witness the Funk.
Okay.
I think we're supposed to do a joint album with that dude, man.
Dope.
I love his style. I'm inspired by him.
You got to do an album on your own first, though, don't you?
Yeah, after my album.
After your album.
Yeah.
Are albums still a thing? Or you want to do an EP? How do you want to do it?
No, it's an album. The already album is done and everything.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're just pushing the single Home Alone and everything. Yeah, trying to reach those bigger platforms and everything. Yeah,
yeah, well, it's a, with that. Very, very cool tune. If people remember one thing about Remedy after today's conversation and us hanging out, what would you want that one thing to be?
Sweet.
Sweet.
Loving. Yeah.
Sweet loving.
Hit maker.
Hit maker. Sweet loving hit maker.
Yeah.
Are you going to remember that, producer Palesa?
Yeah, definitely. It's different.
Sweet loving hit maker.
Mm. Yeah.
Do you think he is a sweet loving
maker? No. His music doesn't say that. Home Alone.
But what happened after he went to visit her when she was home alone? Is that the next song then?
Probably.
His next song is He Came Over, and then...
And then things went down.
Well, I was home alone.
We just danced, then everybody went home.
By the way, he's talking about working with WTF. They're actually going to be on the show next week, Wednesday.
Awesome. Oh.
So maybe you know, speak it into happening.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
That just happen.
Absolutely.
Good luck.
Do you have any questions for Remedy, producer Palesa?
You know, it's weird. How do you actually just blend gom and hip hop? Because now you've come up with a new genre of music.
I think it just came because I listened to a lot of Mampinja.
Yeah.
Lot of Witness the Funk, lot of Migos, lot of gom, lot of Babes Odum and everything. So both of those styles, like, they like a part of my music. Like.
Yeah, yeah.
So
you just thought you're listening to the Babes Odum track and then you're listening to the Migos track and you're like, if you two had a child together,
yeah,
it could sound like this. And you've created this. Well, I think it's fantastic. I think it's really, really cool. Like I said at the top of this, introducing you as a hip-hop artist, Home Alone was the last sort of sound that I expected to hear. Yeah. But yeah. In a really, really dope way, like in a cool way, because you can bring the hip-hop swag to it, which is cool.
Yeah.
Listen, bro, how do we keep up with you on social media every single day?
Oh, social media, I'm at Remedy SA on Facebook. At Remedy SA on Twitter, at Remedy SA on Instagram.
Dope.
For bookings, at tabomongamelimkize@gmail.com.
Awesome. And then what happened to this pink hair that you used to have?
Hey, my hair. Hey, that's my stuff. But somebody like ruined my hair. Like,
what do you mean they ruined your hair?
They bite my style. Like they ruin everything for me.
It looks cool here, this pink hair. So what happened to it?
Yeah, it's cool. Actually, I was going to do it yesterday, né?
Okay. How did they ruin your hair? Did they jack your hairstyle?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they bite it.
All right.
So I don't like when people doing my
the
style
as you.
And everything. They are same as me. So this time I'm going to do green and gold.
Dope. Green and gold's a good way to go. All right, Remedy, thank you so much for stopping by, sir.
Sure. CliffCentral.com.